This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Voters in three New England states already have cast ballots in the presidential race. This weekend, a fourth state in the region weighs in. Republican caucuses in Maine take place today. Democratic caucuses are tomorrow. Among the candidates making last-minute pitches to Maine voters, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Yesterday, Cruz told residents of the rural state that he's the GOP contender ready to defend the rights of gun owners.
Donald Trump supported Bill Clinton's law banning the possession of many of the most popular firearms in America. And Marco Rubio and the city council in West Miami voted to ban guns in city parks.
Fred Bever is covering the presidential campaigning in Maine and joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Sharon.
So how much of a priority does Maine seem to be for candidates? How much attention are they paying to the state?
Well, I think there are a few candidates who are looking for a little momentum boost in Maine and a couple of other states as they head towards Michigan, where there really are a lot of delegates at stake. This week, we saw a visit from Bernie Sanders, a visit the next day from Donald Trump, and then from Ted Cruz. So those are really the three who are focusing on this state.
Which party's caucuses are expected to draw bigger crowds than the others?
Well, it's hard to say. In liberal Portland, there will be throngs, many of them turning out for Bernie Sanders. He's got a very strong base here. Hillary Clinton has a strong organization statewide, one she laid out several years ago in her first presidential run. So the Democrats have a good reason to think they're going to have good turnout. The Republican caucuses are a bit more questionable, I think. They've got a new system after a lot of problems 4 years ago when there were big arguments over whether that Republican caucus was properly run. So we'll see whether the new situation for the Republicans will really turn people out. People like Ted Cruz do have some organization on the ground, so you might see a strong contingent, particularly faith-based voters who could turn out for Ted Cruz on the Republican side. One big question is Trump, very popular here, judging from his events this week. The question is he popular amongst people who are really ready to turn out? I spoke to several voters who didn't know where the caucus was and even how to go about participating in one.
How much of a test of the anti-Trump movement in recent days do you think the Maine caucuses could be?
Well, Ted Cruz clearly carried that message out of the Thursday night Republican debate to Maine. He continued to hammer at Trump and to question his viability and his credibility. So if there is an anti-Trump vote in Maine, Ted Cruz is making a play for it. Marco Rubio does have some organization here, but we haven't seen him recently.
And what role do you think Maine's controversial Governor Paul LePage might play in these caucuses?
Well, he's endorsed Trump. You raise a good point. And he does have a strong base here. He turned out more voters than have ever voted for governor here in his last election. Very interestingly, Bernie Sanders, when he was here this week, called out the governor for, as Sanders put it, beating up on the poor.
So when you want to talk about welfare abuse, Mr. Governor, point your finger at the wealthiest family in America.
When LePage appeared to introduce Trump the next day, he went after Sanders.
Bernie Sanders said yesterday that I didn't like poor people. Let me tell you, Bernie, if you're listening, you put on my shoes for one day and tell me I don't know what poverty is.
Governor LePage came from very poor circumstances, was even homeless at one point when he was young. So there's this interesting sort of public spat between Sanders and LePage, which in a way you can see each of them are playing to the people, Sanders to the people here who really dislike LePage, and that's most of the left, and those who love him.
In the Democratic race, Bernie Sanders comes from nearby Vermont. Do you perceive that that will be giving him much of an advantage?
Vermont's not quite close enough to have really been like New Hampshire, where people would read Vermont newspapers or watch Vermont television stations. Sanders is a little more of a distant friend. Sanders has been here twice, very enthusiastically received in Portland, Maine. So, yes, it was easy for him to get here a couple of times. But other than that, I don't think that people knew that much about him, besides he was the socialist from Vermont.
Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sharon.